A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamah Samaches, Yevamah 68a, pagination is 135. We're going to start on the facing page, Samach Zayin Amud Bey 67b, pagination 134, at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page. The Mishnah lists off five cases that are poslim veloma achilin. If you have a woman who is moving from a regular Jewish home to a Kohen's home, or vice versa, our question is whether she can eat teruma during that time of transfer. And the Mishnah lists off cases that are called poslin. They would undo her Kohen status. In other words, if she's the daughter of a Kohen and until now was eating teruma in her father's house, this change of status would be enough to ruin that opportunity of eating teruma. Veloma achilim, but it's not in enough to the new home if she's the daughter of a Yisrael and she's going into a Kohen's home. That change of status would be insufficient to enable her to eat. So she's in a quasi-status, or as we'll see, one of the cases is simply straightforward, just ruining it for her in her status of eating teruma. So the first case is ha'ubar, if she's pregnant. So being pregnant is enough. She's carrying a fetus that's going to cause her to have some connection to the husband's home. It's going to be enough that poslin, it's going to stop her from going back to her father's home if he's a Kohen to be able to eat because of him. But it's also veloma achilim, if this is the only child that she has from her husband in a case where he's a Kohen, the fetus is not enough to allow her to eat teruma. It's only upon the birth of the child that she would have this added connection to her former husband's family and be able to eat teruma. So being pregnant is not enough to grant her rights in her father's home. It withholds that from her, and it also is not enough to grant her rights in her husband's home. Vehayavam, and the case of Yibum, where a woman is waiting for the living brother to do Yibum for her, that's not enough to grant her the ability to eat teruma. Vehaerusin, or if the Kohen did Erusin, which is the Kiddushin only, he gave the ring, but he didn't consummate the marriage through chuppah and taking her to his home. So that again pulls her out of the father's home, but doesn't bring her into the husband's home. V'hacheresh, as well as a deaf-mute doing kiddushin, because the kiddushin is only derabbanon, it's rabbinic, and it's not enough to give her full status. And finally, the case that we want to focus on, ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, a man who is 9 years old. And did what? So the Gemara on Samaches Amud Beis in the name of Rava tells us that we're talking about a man, a boy of the age of at least 9, who was intimate with the woman. And if that man that we're talking about is a posel, a person who's invalid in terms of his lineage, so he's going to affect her status regarding teruma. Makes no difference whether it was an assault or it was willing, whatever it is, it will change her status if she lives with a man who is invalid in lineage. And the age in which that would occur is if the man or boy is at least 9 years old. Younger than that is not considered a bia, is not considered a halachic act of intimacy. This age of 9 also impacts such laws as yichud, what age is a woman allowed to be with a boy, let's say babysitting. You have a teenage girl, she's over bas mitzvah, and the boy is of what age? Once the boy hits age 9, the laws are very specific in terms of the yichud restriction. Mishnah tells us, poslin, these are cases that will passel the woman from eating. They'll make it invalid for her to eat terumah if until now she was valid because of her father's home. Veloma achilin, and these relationships are insufficient to allow her to eat if she's going into a Kohen's home. The last case, which is the one we're focusing on, obviously is a case of poslin, and of course it's lo ma'achilin, it totally, she becomes invalid, she intrinsically gets the status that she can't eat teruma. Let's see the Gemara, Samaches Amar Aleph 68a, about a quarter of the way down, towards the middle of a line. Elo Amar Rava, Rava says, Beventesha Shanim V'yom Echad, we're dealing with a person who's a man who's 9 years old. Dahanach Psulim K'tani DePasle B'Viyoson, and we're referring to a bia, to an act of intimacy that will pasel, invalidate the woman through that act. Uchidetanya, as we learned. Ventesha Shanim V'yom Echad, once the man or boy is 9 years old, Geramoni Umoyavi Mitzri Va'adomi, different cases of a convert from a nation that has restricted status, Kusi Nosin Cholol Umamzer, Shabo Al Kohenes Leviyavi Yisraelis, and such a person was with a woman whose origin is Kohen Levi or Yisrael, it makes no difference where she's coming from, Pasluha, it will invalidate her from Teruma. If she's the daughter of a Kohen, it's quite obvious what the ramifications are. By this act, it's going to invalidate her from eating Teruma that she normally could have eaten because she's a member of her father's home. If it's a case of Leviya v'Yisraelis, normally they cannot eat teruma, but if they were to marry a Kohen, incorrectly, but if they were to marry a Kohen, then they still would not be able to eat teruma. Let's drop down about 12 lines from the bottom. In the middle of the line, you'll see a two dots. Minoani mili, how do we know this rule that a woman who's intimate with someone forbidden to her becomes invalid from eating teruma? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Kra. It's based on a pasuk. Uvas Kohen ki sihiye le'ish zor, the daughter of a Kohen, if she will be to a foreign man. And we learn, kevan shenifal nivalo leposel la posla, once she had bia with a person forbidden to her, she becomes invalid to eat teruma. The Gemara comments, Hami Boile, we thought we needed that pasuk for a different reason. Dikomar Rachmana Baskoin Deminseva Lazar, we thought that the word zor over there meant a foreigner to kahuna, meaning a regular kosher Yisrael. Velo Seichel, and she's not going to eat teruma once she gets married to the man of a different tribe out of kahuna. And the Gemara answers no. This pasuk that we quoted indeed tells us that a woman can be invalidated by the bia, and that's the pasuk ubas kohen kisiya leish zar, when she will be to a foreign man, foreign meaning a posel man. But there's a different pasuk that tells us that when she marries a non-kohen, it changes her status as long as she's married to the non-kohen. Miveshava el beis avia kineureha, because there's a pasuk that tells us that if her husband dies and she has no children, she will return to her father's house, the Kohen, like in her youth. Milechem avia tochel, and shall be able to eat the bread of her father's house, meaning teruma. Midikoma rachmana v'shavel beis avia tochel, because the pasuk says that if she is freed from her husband's house, she'll be able to go back to her father's house and eat teruma. Mechlal de meikara lo achla. It's clear that while she's in her husband, the non-Kohen's home, she's not allowed to eat teruma. So we have these two psukim, both impacting the teruma eating status of a Kohen's daughter. Number one, if she will be to a foreign, meaning posel man, she'll be invalidated from eating teruma. And a second pasuk, Mevishavel Besavia Kinuureha, if she is released from her husband's home upon his death and she doesn't have children with him that would bond her to that family, then she would go back to her father's house. And we infer from that that as long as she's still bonded to the husband's house, she would not eat teruma, even though her father is a Kohen. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.